Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We are on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. We are on the four lines from the bottom where it says, Boimine Levi. What? Boimine Levi. Levi asked the following question. Nitaz mi beged lebeged mahu. What if the blood squirts from one beged to another beged? What's the question? The question is, do you have to wash the second beged? Mi beged kama idchile lekibus. Which means, once the blood hits the first beged, you have to wash that beged now. So the dam is no longer eligible for zrika. No longer eligible for zrika, because it has to be washed. We learned in the past day that blood not eligible for zrika doesn't require kibbutz. So the second beged shouldn't have to require kibbutz.
I don't think that makes any sense.
Why?
You're saying it's on the blood, not the beged.
Correct.
If you walk around with filthy beged, but it's not it's dirt and blood, it's good to go.
Correct.
Which makes no sense.
Correct. No, there might be a halachic issue about clean, but it's not this halacha. This halacha is very specific. Only about dam from the chatas, that's roy for zrika. So Rashi says.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
I wasn't clear yesterday. Didn't we learn a few days ago that you couldn't launder the garments?
No.
No, not at all.
No, not at all. Rashi says, in the Rashi of Idchil Elikibus, he says, V'garle minishbach min akli ala ritzpa. This is worse than if the blood fell on the floor and he gathered it up in a kli. V'osfo, v'achakach nizal beged. Then it's brit. The hasam over there, given the kashal is rika, since that blood we said was eligible for zrika, because it was never in a kli before, roi lahazal, Korean bay. That's roi for sprinkling. Right? Ala beged is kuke izkak l'kibus. Once the blood falls on the beged and you require kibus, idchi mitaras haza. It can no longer be sprinkled, right? Velo karina be roy laza. It's not requiring haza. Velo boy kibus hayachron. And then the second garment doesn't have to be cleaned. Yeah, maybe it should be cleaned so you don't look like a slob. But it doesn't have to be cleaned for this purpose of this halacha. That's the question. Oh, dilmalo? Or maybe not. A malay, zu shayla. That's a shayla. Right, zu shayla. That's a shayla. I'll give you the answer. Ton kibus mimanov shach. It requires kibbutz no matter what. No matter what, the second beged requires kibbutz. We just said it's on roi for zrika. So why does it require kibbutz? Mimanov shach. E asuf, e osvo, v'kasher, high kasher. If we said that gathering up dam from the floor makes it eligible, it's also eligible in the second beged. V also puzzle, and if it's puzzle, what does that mean? That means that the beged now, the second beged, the dam is not roi. I hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar. If it was roy for 1 second, which it was, roy for 1 second, and now it got puzzle somehow, then it requires kibbutz. So this dam was kosher. It spilled onto one, then onto two. So since it was once kosher, both garments require cleaning. Okay? Okay.
Did they have a special chemical
those days
to get the blood out of the
dragon?
Yeah, it was called Tide.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that in the next few days. Okay. Now, from this dot, from that now till the two dots, very hard Gemara. Boy, many Rami Bar Chama Rav Chista. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista the following question: Nitaz al beged tamei mahu. What if the blood got sprinkled on a beged that was tummy? Now, a beged that was tummy makes the blood tummy. So the blood's not roy, but not so simple. Rashi says on top, v'nitma b'nigiyasobo. The blood will become tummy when it hits the beged. The blood will become tummy when it hits the beged, because the beged is tummy. When the blood hits the beged, it makes it tummy. Mi have a dam puzzle. Is that considered dam puzzle? Well, it wasn't puzzle till it hit the beged. Mi avi dam puzzle, kilu.
He's saying all the dam is puzzle.
No, whatever dam.
Whatever dam.
The question is, do you have to wash the beged?
Right.
If it's dam puzzle, you don't.
Right.
If it's dam kosher, you do. But so the beged's tummy. So when the blood is in the air, the blood's still tahar. Right. When it hits the beged, it becomes tummy.
The blood that comes on every
Right? The blood that hits the in the airspace, the blood's tahar. Once it hits the beged, it becomes tummy. What's the issue? The issue is I would tell you, one second, the blood was in the cup, there was nothing wrong with his blood, I sprinkled it spritzed onto my beged, it got tummy, hit my beged, of course it doesn't require kibbutz.
Right.
Of course it doesn't. O Dilma, kivan de bo'idna de nafal aleha, akati kosher havi. One second, when it was in the air, it was still kosher.
Right.
Right? Now it puzzled dam, v'te'inas lebeged, v'te'inas kibbutz lebeged, the psul, and the requirement of washing, boin ke'echad, happened at the same second.
Okay.
Happened at the same moment. Right, you get that?
Yeah.
The blood was kosher in the air. The minute it hit the beged, it became tame and now requires kibbutz.
Right.
Does that mean that the blood's tame or not? The blood's definitely tame. Touch from tame, you become tame.
Right.
Does it require kibbutz now? What does kibbutz mean? It has to be kosher. But here it happened at the same second.
Does it have to be
roy to be
kosher?
Ah, kidnafarj v'azel, revuna v'reid v'shua. That's the question. Does it have to be kosher or roy to be
kosher?
Right? Now, the Gemara is going to give an answer which doesn't really, not the same case. Amar of Huna Bereid of Yeshua. Ah, we had that already. Since he asked this question, right? You're only asking the question, not that the blood was tummy first. The blood was tummy first, we didn't ask that question.
Right.
The question was blood was qatar, and it got tummy at the same second, right? Shmamina, Haisala Shasa kosher. If it was kosher, the nifsala, and then it became pasul afterwards, ein dama tan kibbutz. It doesn't require kibbutz. Right?
Now it's pasul.
Rashi says, the second wide line at the very end of the line, Michlal, the pshitale benit makodum lachain, if it got tummy beforehand, lo boy kibbutz. Afagaf the haisal shasa kosher. Right? Miu, hechet the pasul dam, utvilas beged boy ke echad. Yes, same question. What happens at the same moment? Then, mi boy lehachi mi amrina hanimi le pasul in dama ton kibbutz. Ain't don tom kibbutz. Okay? So just repeating his question. Just, he said, don't ask me, the question wasn't, is it got tummy first? That's not a shayla. The shayla is, the got tummy at the same time as it requires kibbutz. Okay? Hanimi li b'zeh hazeh. When do we say that the blood requires kibbutz? If it happened afterwards. Consequently, b'zeh hazeh. Avol b'vasachas lo, adom aloshna. Okay, that was all the question. What's the question? The question is, the blood's kosher. The beged is tummy.
Right.
So when the blood spritzes onto the beged, while it's in the air, it's kosher dam.
Right.
Hits the beged. It right. becomes tummy and requires the rule was, Jeff, that tummy blood doesn't require the beged to be cleaned. Because it's tummy. So it's not good blood, you don't have to worry. But here, the tumma and the requirement for cleaning happen at the exact same moment. Second hit the beged. So does it require cleaning or not? That's the question we're going to be busy with now, and we're going to answer it with an improper answer. We'll see. It's not easy now. Amalei, b'plogsa d'rabalazer v'rabanan. This machlokes. The answer is, it's a machlokes between d'rabalazer and the rabanan. Aliba d'rabba, according to Rabba, v'katarit abaya, like abaya answered. Okay? It's a mouthful. D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, mechatos shenitmu. If you have para aduma water, that's tahar, that's tame, right? I'm sorry. Shenitmu mitarin. It doesn't mean it was tame. It became tame. What?
It became tame.
It became tame when it hit somebody.
Right.
But it didn't become tame for Thomas Mace. Because it saves you from Thomas Mace. Then no one would ever become tar from Thomas Mace. Someone's tummy mace. Someone touched a dead body. What do? You sprinkle the paraduma on that person. What if that, right? What happens to that person? They become tar. What if that person's tummy for another reason? And the mechat just hits that person. Who's tummy for Anita? She's tummy because she's Anita. Happens to me, she also touched a dead body. So she's tummy for two reasons. So when you spritz the water on her, the tumor goes away. Because that's what it's made for.
One, right?
Does the water now become tummy because it touched the needle?
I was thinking about that.
You hear this question?
Is it Homer on the dump, on the
water?
Because if it can be
says Rabbi Eliezer, says Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry, Mei Chatos Shinitmu, Mitairin, right? A Mei Chatos that hits Nida makes her tar, Tumas Meis. Shari Nida Mazin Aleha, because a Nida is allowed to go get Paradumu sprinkling. She's allowed to, says Rashi. Shemazin Aleha Lefnei Tvilas Nidasa. Before she goes to the mikvah to get rid of her nida, she can get sprinkled. And by the way, when you're tummy mace, you have to get sprinkled with paraduma, and you have to go to the mikvah also. Right. So she can go to the mikvah for both. She can kill two birds with one stone. How many times does she have to go to the mikvah? Right? Vitovelas l'shtei tumos b'tvila achas. She can go to get both mikvahs with one mikvah. Both tumas with one mikvah. Shalom atzina b'torah. Listen to Rashi. We never find anywhere in the Torah shehushkika l'tvol l'nidasa t'chila. No one ever said she has to go to the mikvah first, get rid of her nida, and then she can go to the paraduma. No one says that in the whole Torah. Never says it anywhere, says Rashi. Like, where's he going to say that? Never says it anywhere. The whole Torah never says that. We don't find such a thing. Right?
What's the status after she's received the...
paraduma?
Well, yeah, I mean,
if... I'm not sure. But the point is, I don't know, it's a fair question, I don't know. But until she goes to the mikvah, then she's 100% ktar. So she has to go to the mikvah for two reasons. So let her go one time. She has to wait till her nida goes away and then get tahara from the paraduma? Not to say no one in the Torah, she has to wait. So she's allowed to become tahar from the paraduma water, even though she's a nida. She's allowed to. Never said anyone, you can't do that. Ulekabel hazah, v'tahara mishadidbo. She gets the hazah from the paraduma. When she goes to the mikvah, that'll clinch her tahara. That'll clinch her tahara. V'yesh mikan raya, avaraya, l'mei chatas, for mei chatas, Shenitmu kodim haza asan kedefarish rava azal. Rav is now going to explain his raya. Okay, you got that? That's the case. The Amar Rabba. Rabba said on that. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar. I'm sorry. Right. One second before we get to that. What did Rabbi Elazar say? So does the water become tame? The water will become tame from what kind of tumah? Tumas nida, okay. And make her tahar at the exact same second. The funny thing, the water is being matar her from tumas base, and the water itself is becoming tame because it touched the nida.
Right.
That's what Rabbi Elazar seems to be saying, right? That's Peshitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Amru. That's said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, her Rebbe, his Rebbe, the Amar. Havarta kli agabe makom tame kimunach tame. If you pass over a kli on a tame place, it becomes tame. That's a hard statement. Ditnan. The Mishnah says this. Hayomed chutz l'tanur. You're standing behind the tanur, right? V'sheretz b'tanur, and there's a sheretz in the tanur. V'hoshid yado l'chalon, and you stick your hand by the window. V'natal etalogin, and you get the kli. Veviro alpi tanur, and you pass by the opening of the oven. Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva says, "I'm sorry. The mechatos was in that window. So what are you passing over your hand over the window over the oven to get to the mechatos? There's a dead sheretz in there. When you bring it back, the sheretz tuma. All you did was move. No, it didn't stop. It wasn't stationed. It made the mechatos tame." Why? Because Rashi says it's a mila by mechatos. It's a chumra of mechatos, right? Now, ubahap pligi. What are they arguing about? And the Chacham said it's not a problem. The water is still tahar. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Akiva savar kimunach tami. Rabbi Akiva held that every second is a freeze framed, and it's as if it's considered munach, and therefore it's resting in the airspace of the Sheret, it became tummy. Rabbanan Zavri, lav kumunach tummy. And the Rabbanan hold, it's not true. Right? But what do you see from here? You see from here that Rabbi Elazar, who held that the nida becomes tahar, right, is not bothered by the fact that tumah and tahara can happen at the same second. Not bothered by that. Right? He's not bothered by that. Right? Right. Fine. Now, the Eitz Ve'Abaya. On this, Abaya asked the Kasha. What's his Kasha? It says, Moda Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva agrees, Bahazah, with sprinkling. What kind of sprinkling? She'evira agabe klicheres, tome, right? You sprinkle it on a klicheres, right? Agabe mishkav umoshav tome, or on a bed, or some kind of mat, that's tome. Shehi tahora, that the sprinkling is tahor, right?
What do you mean the sprinkling?
1 second. I'm sorry. You're sprinkling the mechatas on a person. And right next to the person is a tame bed. And some of the mechatas sprinkles onto the bed. Right? So the halacha is Hazar Shevira Agabe Klicheres, Tame, Agabe Mishkav Moshav Tame, Shehi Tahora, it's still tar. The sprinkling. It's still tar. She'ain lecha davar shemetame
on the bed or on the man?
On the man, I think. She'ain lecha davar shemetame lemaila b'mata kilmata ela kazayis menames ushar kolamalin. What would be the reason that what? What happened was? I'm sorry, the case wrong. I'm over here, and the guy sprinkling the mechatas over there, the kohen. In front of me is a bed that's tummy. Okay. So mechatas passed over the bed, hit me. Am I tahar?
Yes.
Yes. I passed over a tummy item. Why didn't it become tummy?
Oh, hell.
Oh, hell. Why didn't it become tummy on the way over to hit me? Why not?
Or it's only the mace.
We don't say that. We don't say that. Now, Rabbi Akiva just said it when I stick my hand through the window to get the cup. And I pass it over the oven. What do we say? It got tame. Why did it get tame? It's a chumr by paraduma. Did it rest? Didn't rest. So over here, when the sprinkler, Rabbi Akiva himself, the same Rabbi Akiva said that when the sprinkling goes over the tame item to hit the tar person, the person's tar. So it's a stira. Rabbi Akiva doesn't make it's a biased question, right? Now we can read it again. Rabbi Akiva, Hazasha Avira al Gavi Klicheres Tomei. The Hazaz passing over a tummy item to hit me, right? Oh, Gabe Mishkav Moshev Tummy, or a tummy bed to hit me. Shehi Tahora. I'm Tahor. Why?
Isn't there a deal in the type of tummy you're talking about in terms of a sheretz versus
no.
A house? Because one's an avatuma, the other is going to
fear
be
enough. So you say, Ain lecha davar tummy lemaila lemakalamata. There's no other kinds of tumma. Ohel. Tumma's ohel. That's what it is. It's tumma's ohel. You're in the same room. Doesn't make a difference if it's a sheret or if it's a tummy bed. You're in the same room. There's no such thing as ohel, ella, kizayis ben ames, unless it's a body, not a sheret, a human being, a dead human being, ushar kol amalin, and any other thing that makes ohel, whatever that is. Lasui, what is it? What is that? Lasui, evan hamanugas, a maturah stone. Okay? You find the stone that has saras. Very rare things. Only a dead body, and not an or maturah stone. What about a bed? No. What about a sheret? No. Taka by the sheretz, he said it's tamei, and by the bed, he said it's not. By the oven, it was tamei.
Right, well,
he said, you're passing over it with your hand, it becomes tamei, and when the sprinkling is going over the bed, he said it's not a problem. What's the difference?
Go back a little bit. You're saying that the tumma is a tumma sayo, but if the bed is outside, how does it become a tumma sayo?
Because the OL doesn't. OL means both.
Over
you're over the tummy thing, or the tummy thing's over you. Both is OL. And the third one is even in the same
over
room.
Over these tummies.
So you're OL. If you stand over a dead body, you become tummy. Why? You're OL over it. Or if it's OL over you, both are tummy. That's it. So, yeah?
It was also between the water flank of the air and you.
Ah, so they can make that distinction. Ela Amar Abaya. Abaya holds like this. The Kuliyama Lav Kamunach Tummy. Everybody holds that there's no such thing as freeze framing something. That's not no such thing.
You know, Rabbi Akiva said the case of the window is tummy. Rabbi Akiva savar gzeira shema yenuach.
Maybe it's a gzeira. If I allow things that pass over to become tahar, maybe I'll rest it there.
V'rabbanan savri lo gazrinan. And Rabbanan say, you're not gozer. So how come he's not gozer when the bed is in the middle between me and the Kohen? What kind of gzer is that? Once I sprinkle it, it left my hand. I can't get it back. It left my hand. How am I getting it back? How am I, what's a gzera? I'm going to do what? I'm going to maniach over the bed? Nah, it doesn't make sense. I'm sprinkling it. There's no purpose for the gzera. Now, okay? Now, Reb Elazar, who brought a raya from Rabbi Akiva, that he was right, that what? That Anida, and that this is all getting back to when the dam falls on the Tameh Beged, what happens? Does it? That was the shayla that we started out with.
Yeah.
And what's his name said? Rav Huna Brid of Yeshua said, I have an answer to that question. It's a machlokas in Rav Elazar and the Chachamim, the way Rabbi explained it, the way Abaye asked the Kasha on it. Now, back to square one. What's the machlokas now? What is the machlokas between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim? What's the case? The case of the Nida. In the case of the Nida, what's the story with her? Right? Right? So, Amar Abaya, Bedinan Tuman Kiduma Mituma Sheba Osa Shah Kamiflagi. They're arguing about Tuma that happens now. Do we predate the Tuma? The Mati alluded to that before. Mar Savar Donin. Reb Elazar says yes. Umar Savar Ein Donin. And Reb Elazar and the Chachamim say no, right? That when the tumah hits the nida at the same moment when the water hits the nida, she becomes tahar, right? What would Reb Elazar say? He said it's tahar also. Right. Reb Elazar says like this: So the question was: when the mechatos hits the beged, not the mechatos. Forget the mechatos for a second. When the dam hits the beged,
right,
and it becomes tameh, and it requires kibbutz at the same second, what's the story with that? Does it require kibbutz or not? The answer is, it's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Elazar, right, that Tumah that happened now is viewed as old Tumah. There's no difference between them. Then the garment does not require cleaning. Why? Because we view the Tumah as if it happened beforehand. And therefore, it was Tumah first, and then therefore it doesn't require cleaning. Because Tumah, Dam that's Tameh, doesn't require cleaning. It's magic. He views it as the tumah that happened now, as if it happened first. Therefore, the tumah came first, and therefore, no cleaning. The chum hold no. Tumah that happens at the same time as some other thing, whether it's the blood hitting the beged or the nida getting the mechatos, that's considered happening at the same time. It's tahar. The nida is tahar. So too, the blood would require to be cleaned. So it's a machlokas. That's the end of the story.
Yeah, when you say it doesn't require cleaning, obviously you still have to clean it in some way.
You have to clean it for purposes of being looking cleanliness.
Right, but not,
right, not for this halacha. Fine. Exactly.
But isn't it, the Mishnah originally said it needs cleaning before you take it out of the Beis HaMikdash, whereas any others you'd be cleaning at home. Is that not the difference?
Say again?
If the blood is... It's good blood.
Right.
Then you can't take it away from the hay house.
Correct.
You have to clean it there.
Correct. Correct. We're going to learn that. That's the next Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah. We'll get to that in a minute. Rav Amar? No, a different answer to this difficult question. The Kuliyama ain't donin. There's no such thing of making pretending tumas earlier than it really is. What kind of thing is that? Vacha baka meflagi? What are they arguing about? Rebbe Lazar Savar Hazar Tzrich Hashir. Hazar requires a shir. Umitztarfin lahazos. And each hazah combines. Right? What? Hazah requires a shear. There's a certain amount of sprinkling of mechatos. It requires a shear.
Really?
Yeah, he holds that. We don't hold that, but he holds that. Umitztarfin lahazos. Rabbanan Tavri, Rabbanan hold no, Hazah ain't smicha shir. It doesn't require a shir. So we can't bring a raya from Nida anyway, because that is a whole different case, because that requires a shir. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbanan. Where am I? Chatas Psula, that we just said, Chatas Psula doesn't require a shir. Tana Rabbanan, Midima, Midama, Mayim, Midam Kshera, Vlom Midam Psula. Only kosher dam, not puzzle dam. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hoysala Shatza Kosher, Vinifsala, Damatan Kibas. Well, if it was once kosher, it requires cleaning. If not, not. Lo Hoysala Shatza Kosher, Vinifsala, Ein Damatan Kibas. Rabbi Shimon Omer, third shita, Echadze Vyechadze, Ein Damatan Kibas. It does not require. My time with Rabbi Shimon, Ksiv Osa, Uksiv Midama. Chad Lehechad Hoysala Shatza Kosher, one, had a shasa kosher. Rabbi Kiva osa pratla truma. He's osa pratla truma. That this having to clean your pots does not apply by truma. A kohen has no obligation to clean his pots out. Rabbi Shimon l'taimei damar kachim kalim ain't tunim riko shdifa v'kol shkein truma. You don't have to do it for kachim kalim. You don't have to do it for truma either. Okay, that's a very hard daf. Next, mitzas menatzaver ala beged. If it spritzed from the neck, right? On the baghead, it doesn't require kibbutz. Menakaren, if it hit the first, it hit the karen, and then that bounced off onto the baghead. Mena yisod, or from the yisod, also ain't on kibbutz. Doesn't require kibbutz.
After you did the hazar.
Yes. Nishmach ala ritzpa. If the dam fell on the floor, after shechita, before you did kabbalah and the kli sharis, the asvo, and now you gather it up, ain ton kibbutz. It doesn't require kibbutz. Why not? Because the dam is no good. Ain ton, right. El adam shen eskabel b'kli, for roi laza. Has to be in a kli, and has to be roi faza. None of these other crazy cases. Tana Rabbanan. Yochol nitaz menatzaver ala beged yitan kibbutz. I would think if it spritz from the beged, from the neck onto the beged, without going into kli sharis first, you should require kibbutz. Tamid lomar asher yaza, lomar delecha ela b'roi laza. It has to be roi laza. Tanya idach, yochol nitaz menakaren mena yisod yitan kibbutz. I would think if it hit the karen of the yisod, and it bounced on your beged, you have to wash the beged. Tamid lomar asher yaza. No, prat lezeh shekvar huza. It's already sprinkled. Doesn't count. Then we said, Nishmach ala ritzpa, it fell on the floor. Hasu lamali. Why do I need this case? Right? We said it already three times. The answer is, you're right. Ma tam kamar. It's explaining. Ma tam nishmach ala ritzpa v'osfo ein ton kibbutz. Why not? Lefisha ein ton kibbutz el dam shen skabal b'kli v'roi laza. Okay? Very good. Next. Roy Laza, right? dam that requires kibbutz if it's only Roy Laza. Lemute mai, what does that come to exclude? Right, what does that come to exclude? Lemute comes to exclude kibel pachos michle hazah bichlizeh upachos michle hazah bichlizeh. You have two little dam in the cup. Two little dam in the cup. The dam, it's not Roy the kibbutz. It's not Roy Laza. It's too little in the cup. Make sense? The Tanya.
Didn't you learn that if it falls from the klisharis on the floor, you can catch it and then do hazah?
Yeah, because it already was in the klisharis. The case was it fell first on the floor. The Tanya. Rabbi Chalafta Bar Shol Omer. Kidesh pachos michtei hazoy bichlizeh, upachos michtei hazoy bichlizeh, lo kidesh. It doesn't work. It doesn't become holy. And therefore, if it spills on you, you don't have to clean that garment.
How do you
mekadesh
blood in the
thing? I'll get a case. You get a cup, you will bekabel one drop of blood. It's not enough.
Okay.
And then that drop of blood is still in you. That doesn't count. Right? Very simple.
It says water.
What? Yeah, that's talking about the mechatas. That's the mechatas.
Yeah.
Lokidish doesn't work. Mechatas. Now against the same kasha on the dam. Ibailahu, Bidam Mahu. Well then what's the story with Dam? Same exact question. What's the story with Dam? Right? Right? What?
I just said, what
Yeah. Hilchas ahi umhilchas alo gomrinon. Is there a special halacha l'moshe misinai by the water of the chatos? You can't compare that to dam. Odilma hasab my tama dechiv v'taval ba'mayim. It says ba'mayim. Hacharam ikziv v'taval ba'dam. So it's the same idea. Has to be a significant amount. Rashi says, "Midikarinan b'mayim, v'lo karinan b'mayim." We read it b'mayim, not b'mayim. Mashma b'mayim hanis karbon l'mayil in kiddush shiyehe b'shas kiddush shir tevila. That's the requisite shir. So which one? So what's the story? By paraduma, we for sure say that. Do we say the same thing over here? The Amar Rava Tanya v'taval v'lo mesapig. It says v'taval, right? That says v'taval, but that's by, where am I? What?
Where are you? I think you skipped.
I skipped, I'm sorry. No. Tashma. Damar v'zrika, amar v'lazer. Af b'dam lo kidesh. It doesn't work by dam either. Why? Not enough. Amar Rava, Tanya, it Rava says, Tanya, v'taval. V'taval, right? That's talking about the zrika, the Kohen Taval, he puts his finger into the blood, right? Velo misapig, right? He's not allowed to wash off his finger. Velo, yeah. Bedam, aji hey, bedam, shir tevila meikaro. Has to have the requisite shir. Min hadam, shiv'inyan. The dam we're talking about. What does that mean, dam we're talking about? Ve'itzdrach lemichta badam. If it only said v'taval, he said dip his finger, have amin afapi deleka shir, tvila, even if it's not enough. Meikaro, kasev rachmana, badam. That's why it says badam. Vi kasev rachmana badam. If it said badam, gizont, have amin, I would have thought, afilu misapig, that you're allowed to even wash off your finger. Kasev rachmana, v'taval. That's why it says v'taval. Now, min adam shebe'inyan, lemutemai. What does that mean, min adam shebe'inyan? The dam we're talking about, what does that mean? Hamar Rava, lemutei shirayim shebe'etzba. What do you do when you love? What do you do with that blood that's on your finger? What do you do with it? What?
You wash it off.
Really?
I don't
know. Messiah the Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Lazar, Shirayim Shebe Etzpa Psulin. The Shirayim of your finger is puzzle. What does that mean? It's puzzle. What does that mean? Right? No, so I think the case is, I think you had puzzled down before, and you still have it on your finger.
Right.
You have to wash that off before you do any other kosher things. Amalei Rav and Barav, Abba, Lerav, Amri Talmidecha. That's what your Talmidim said. Amar Vamram, Tanina. Hayamazeh, if you were sprinkling, Vinitza, Haza, Miyado, and the blood sprinkled onto your beged, Adjilo, Haza, Ton Kibos. If you didn't sprinkle yet, you require kibbutz. Misha hazah ain't on kibbutz. Once you sprinkle already, then you don't have to wash the beged. Why? Right, so what do you see from here? Rashi says, Alma shirayim shebe etzpa ksherin. De'i psulin amai ton kibbutz.
Right?
Then obviously the shirayim is good. So, my lav hachi kamar. This is what it means. Ad shelo gamar belazos ton kibbutz. Until you finish all the hazos, you still have the Torah kibbutz. Mishenigmal hazos, once you finish all of them, ain't torn kibbutz. You don't require kibbutz anymore. So what do you see from here? That shiari hadam is kosher, not like Rabbi Elazar, right? So Gemara says, lo, hachi kamar. Ad shlo yatsasa haza miyado, torn kibbutz. Until the blood left your hands, you have to do kibbutz. Mishiyatz haza miyado ain't on kibbutz. Once it leaves your hand, you don't require kibbutz anymore. Not sure what this means.
No, once the sprinkle left his hand, then any remaining blood on his finger.
Any remaining blood on his finger does not require kibbutz. Ibai eshia by 1 second. Gamar milahazos. If somebody finished sprinkling, this is by Paraduma. Gamar milahazos. If you finished sprinkling already, mekaneach yado begufa shel para. This is the first time that they used the paraduma. The para is still sitting here, so he's allowed to wipe off his finger on the body of the para. Somebody wanted to do that. gomar in, lo gomar lo. Only if he finished the avoda, he could do that. If he didn't finish the avoda, he can't do that. Right? What do you see from here? That the leftover water on his finger is kosher. Amale, no. Gomar mikaneach yado begufa shel para. Amale, gomar mikaneach yado begufa shel para.
When he's finished sprinkle.
Lo gomar mikaneach etzpo. And when he's not finished, he washes off his finger. So Bishlomo Gomar Mikanech Yad Bagufa Shal Parva Shinamar Servants Parlenov. El Etbo Mamay Mikanech, what are you washing it with? Amar Baya Bisfasa Mizrak Dixiv Kipure Zahav. You wipe off your finger with the side of the kli. I'm sorry, I just didn't understand all that. That was very hard, Gemara. I didn't get all that. What's going on here exactly? Marcel, you look puzzled.
Well, first of all, not only that, this is actually an everyday occurrence. Every time you do, you have to clean your hand when you finish.
Correct, right? Yes.
You don't even understand how he does that.
Correct.
So what do you say? When do you say that? Is it kosher blood?
Only kosher, and only before Hazah, and only that the dam is valid.
Why were they saying you don't launder?
Huh?
They all know that. I thought you were saying you don't have to.
That's because it's after Hazah.
What?
It's after Hazah. Then the Gemara got on a tangent with the finger. Okay, we'll do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. Nitez al ha'or. What if, I know. What if the blood sprinkled on the hide? Right? So does the hide have to be cleaned? Ad shalohuf shat. If the hide is still not skinned, it's still attached to the animal, ein oto an kibus. It doesn't require cleaning. Mi shahuf shat, once it's skinned, ton kibus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mishahuvshat, even after it's skinned, ain't otan kibus. It still doesn't require kibus. Ella, rather, right? Ella makom hadam. Right? Ain't otan kibus makom hadam. Only the spot that got dirty. V'davashi royal lekabel tuma, something that's royal lekabel tuma for royal lekibus, and that's to be royal lekibus. And we'll get, what does it mean, royal lekibus? We're going to have a whole Gemara now if leather can be washed, which is going to come up on Shabbos. Whole Gemara now is leather something that's royal lekibus. Can leather be washed? What's the issue? Because you just wipe it off. To wash it, you wipe off a stain from leather, it comes right off. Right. The shirt's not like that. You have to wash it. So we're going to have a whole Gemara about that.
What does it mean washing this thing? Give the hide to the
coin. Yeah, I know. So
what are you supposed to do with it?
I'm not sure.
Can't use it until you wash it.
I'm not sure. Then the Gemara says, Echad beged, whether it's a beged, Vechad sak, or sack, the Echad or, whether it's hide, Shetunin kibus. All that requires kibus. Va kibus b'makom kadosh. The kibus has to be? Makom kadosh. What does it mean, makom kadosh? Tazara. Right? Shviras kili cheres b'makom kadosh. And the breaking of the klicheres has to be in a makom kadosh. Why does it have to be in a makom kadosh? You're breaking the utensils? Right?
No, the shards probably have some kind of kadosh.
Well, that kadosh, what happened was you cooked a chattis in there.
Right.
So you can't kasher it. Right. And the walls of the pot have the flavor. Right. So you have no choice, you have to break it. Right. Now, what if it's not an earthenware pot? What if it's a metal pot? Metal pot, you can kasher. Right. That's the next line. Last week's part, yesterday. Umariku shtifa bichlina choshes makom kadosh. Umariku shtifa means, how do they actually translate those two words? Umarika and shtifa.
Purging and rinsing.
That means kashering. Kashering the pot, a metal pot, you can kasher.
It's different
ways of how you actually kasher. Correct. So, right? Whatever it is, whatever that means, klina choshes, a copper pot, but makom kadosh. It has to be one with fire, one with what?
Water.
What do you mean water? If you cook a something in a pot, you can't kasher it with water. You mean you have to
first you burn it out.
Right. So the point is, whatever procedure you have to do, which we're going to get to the next week, the point is, it has to be in the makom kadosh.
Right.
You can't take that down to the block. What?
That makes sense.
Correct. That's what we're saying. Zechomer bechatos mikachi kachim. This is a chumrah that applies to chatos that doesn't apply to other kachi kachim. What does that mean? They're also going to discuss. Okay? So I think we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow right by the Gemara. Everybody have a very good day.